Racing is just really embarking on that first phase of having your basic degrees. And I don't think that we've reached that stage as a profession where the master's is a requirement. Mm-hmm. Will we get there someday? Yes, because we were high school and then we're college and university, and we'll move to the master's program. I'm certain of it, certainly at the senior levels.
Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed my law school experience. I know a lot of students have taken their master's before going in, but it's not a prerequisite. You know, take what you really, really enjoy. I'd say pursue a master's if you're really interested in the topic. You never know what doors it's going to open for you. Like even lawyers, there's lawyers that go in, get their law degree, get called to the bar, and don't practice. They just do other things. You know, they do other things that they find really interesting. You never know, a degree will open so many doors for you and so many opportunities. And you also find out about yourself. So you say, oh, you know, I didn't enjoy the practice, but I enjoy this aspect. And I'm going to go work in either government or, you know, join the police service. You never know where you can turn up, and you don't necessarily work in a legal setting. You can use those skills that you learned and hone them in so many places, because I can speak for a law degree because I have one. Self-discipline, you know, your skill set, you can identify things in a document that most people will take for granted, you know, and there's so many skill sets like that. I mean, they're innumerable, and that's what you can bring. And you can also tell a potential employer that this is what my education has given me. Not only, you know, the transcript, but if you get that interview, you get to express what kind of skill set you have. And it's a really good one to have. And a master's degree would give you that. And if you took a particular undergraduate degree and you were very specific, I know York encourages interdisciplinary studies. So it's great. You can take more than one thing. You know, you can be, you know, in sociology major and as well take another major, a biology major, and look what kind of graduate you come out with. You're really well-rounded, and I think that's really important, and now's the time to do it. So, you know, we also had students that came into law school that also took a break and worked for a little bit, and they're also a different type of student when they take their studies at a graduate level. You know, people who come with that life experience, they attack a problem so differently, and their levels of dealing with stress, like I found the mature students dealt with stress differently than a student who just went right through undergrad and right into law school. You know, an exam wasn't the be-all, end-all. They realized there was more to life, and some of them had families, and, you know, though they've seen hard times, so it's okay, and that is really a wealth of knowledge and just a wealth of experience that they brought, and that impacted me, too, and it was wonderful to see them do that. So that's what I'm saying, like, when you go to law school or any graduate degree program, it's the complement of the students that you're going with. That's what makes the experience so rich. So definitely don't limit yourself in any way.
Yeah.